It looks like the DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, has nailed his colours to the mast about the UK leaving the European Union. Speaking at Westminster yesterday, Sammy Wilson suggested such a move would boost the economy here. Let's find out how. Morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning.
Morning.
You'll never be able to say you're no dozer any longer after that incident last night.
Yes, yes. And SLP MLA Claire Hannah's with us too. Good morning.
You're a real dozer.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Good morning, Claire. How is this going to help the economy here, leaving the European Union, Sammy Wilson?
Well, I mean, we already know that being in the European Union costs us about 1.75% of GDP. We pay £18 billion per year into the EU. That's money which could be kept in the United Kingdom. We could decide how we want to spend on public services rather than being wasted by bureaucrats in Brussels. And, of course, business in Northern Ireland and across the United Kingdom is suffocated by red tape coming from Brussels. In the last year, for example, 1,000 new regulations have come from Brussels that have to be then implemented by businesses with all the cost that that red tape brings. So there are many reasons why the EU is bad for our economy. And, of course, don't forget, by being in the EU, we're tied to the trade agreements, which the EU dictates. And at the same time, that means we're tied to one of the stagnating parts of the world's economy, while other parts of the world's economy, which are growing very, very fast, we don't have the same opportunity to expand our exports.
So, of course, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, Sammy.
There are lots of reasons why there's a good economic case for leaving the EU.
So David Cameron, the Prime Minister, is negotiating. Are you saying that no matter what he achieves at that negotiation, you're going to vote against?
Well, he's not negotiating. Let's face it.
Well, he is negotiating.
He's not negotiating. He promised a whole range of things that he was going to take to the EU and demand changes on. And we get what his own party members have described as thin gruel, as pathetic demands. Really, David Cameron is engaging in, I suppose, the equivalent of what we have on the 13th of July every year at Scarva. He's engaged in a sham fight.
But I'm trying to understand why you don't wait to see what he gets, puts it on the table, and then you decide. Why are you deciding before the event?
I'll tell you, Stephen, he's not waiting. Today, he is encouraging business to campaign to stay in the EU, even ahead of the outcome of his own negotiations. And I'll tell you one thing. If he thinks that that's a good negotiating tactic, throwing away any leverage he has, then I think it does indicate that he's engaged in a sham fight.
So you're definitely voting no?
Well, I can't see anything coming out of these negotiations because, first of all, he has set the bar very low. Secondly, he has thrown away all of his negotiating leverage by declaring his hand already that he wants us to stay within the EU. And thirdly, given that the leaders of the EU want to see ever closer political union and even more regulation, I don't see that we're going to have a good outcome from
so
these negotiations.
So you're going to vote that we should leave, the UK should...
Well, my view always, I've been a member of the Better Off Out group since I joined Parliament 11 years ago. My view has always been very Eurosceptical anyway.
OK, so you're going to vote the UK should leave the EU. Is that the position of your party?
The party's position is that they will wait for the outcome of the negotiations, but I think that increasingly...
So you've jumped the gun then?
I think that increasingly, people are becoming aware that these negotiations are not really negotiations. They're simply an attempt by the Prime Minister to cover his own embarrassment that he has betrayed his own party. He's betrayed those who really wanted changes in the EU.
But Sammy,
and he is going to leave us. He is going to leave us with the same problems as we have been facing all along, ever increasing EU interference in our economy,
and
ever-increasing financial burden on our economy, the problems of an open border which leads to mass immigration into this country, whether we can deal with it or not.
But Sammy Wilson, let me ask you this.
He hasn't dealt with any of those.
Okay, but I want to ask you this. Obviously, people will be looking at whether the DUP is any different now, is acting any differently as a party, given the fact that you have a new leader, okay? So the question therefore follows that if you're saying that your party is waiting to see what the outcome of the negotiation is before it has a party position, are you not being disobedient to the party?
No.
In stating your position rather than waiting until the party has a position, and then you're part of the DUP. Why are you jumping the gun, and would you have done this if Peter Robinson was still leader?
Well, first of all, I'm not jumping the gun. I am simply saying that if the outcome of these, and I'm fairly sure that given all the evidence I've produced to you this morning, if the outcome of these negotiations is not that we will have better control of our own economy, better control over...
But you don't think it will be. You've already told us this.
Well, and I've given you the evidence for that, Stephen.
But my point is more... My point, Sammy, is more...
The Minister has reduced his demands. Secondly, he is not even making the fight. I mean, today the Prime Minister... You know, you could say the Prime Minister's jumping the gun. The Prime Minister today has been encouraging people to campaign to stay in the EU ahead of negotiations.
But here we have... I'm interested...
So I am doing no different than David Cameron's doing.
But I'm interested in the discipline within the DUP that one of its most prominent members of the DUP, that's you, you're stating your position before Arlene Foster has had a chance and the DUP as a party has had a chance to state the party's position.
No, I'm stating my
position. So is this a challenge to Arlene Foster early on?
It is, of course, it's not a challenge. It would be so silly, Stephen. I'm stating my position in light of the evidence. I mean, should the Prime Minister somehow at the end of the day come up with a magical solution, something that he hasn't even...
You'll have to backtrack.
In the negotiations, if that were the case, I'd be quite happy to say, well, then he has got what we wanted. We have got control of our own borders. We have got control
of
our own security. We've got control of whether Parliament makes decisions on these issues. And I would have to then say that the negotiations have been, there's been a good outcome. But that is not the case at the moment. He has set the bar low. Stephen, let me emphasise this. Even ahead of negotiations, how can he ever hope to be successful? Even ahead of negotiations, he is telling people he wants them to start campaigning to stay in the EU.